Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
9:53 here in the Lehigh Valley as the Iron Pigs get back into the win column with a 5-3 win over the Louisville Bats. Well, the Bugs aren't back. The Bats, the Pigs are back. The Bugs are back, too. That's for next commercial break. Apologies for that. But the Pigs are back. They win 5-3. It's a night that on June the 3rd, you might throw out as, you know, it's just a win in June. And the Pigs will probably win many, many more games after tonight. And I would presume that they will. I assume that they will. And I would like to think that they will. But tonight's a night that you're going to look back on and maybe think that this settled a lot of nerves for the Iron Pigs. You might think, well, how could they settle nerves on a team that was 36-18? Well, they had lost the last couple of games. Their offense had been struggling a little bit. They had some injury concerns with Cousins, even though we saw him come up in the eighth inning tonight. But no Quinn, no Cousins for the most part. And, you know, the Pigs were really one solid defensive play away for maybe not even scoring in this game. And now, you know, the old saying about, you know, ifs and whatnot, but it's true that one routine ground ball, if not dropped by the second baseman, could have spelled a world for trouble for the Iron Pigs, playing a team that's 20-34. Now, all due respect to the Louisville Bats, who are still a bunch of professional baseball players in the same division and the same league and the same level as the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, I think we've seen, strictly speaking, records-wise, statistics-wise, play-wise, that the Iron Pigs in this season are a superior baseball team. The Pigs swept them out at Coca-Cola Park, and then, obviously, the Louisville Bats got hot. They won 4 in a row coming into tonight, and the Pigs ran into that gauntlet. They were getting players back. They were playing good baseball. But for the Pigs' psyche, a team that they had played so well against just a week ago, to struggle with them last night and to come as close as they did to losing tonight, that break that allowed them to score 4 runs and not look back in the sixth inning is just a big sigh of relief. It might not ultimately mean anything, although every win does count later on in the season, but it's just a chance to sit back, take a deep breath, relax, get back in the win column, make up for the game lost in the division yesterday. It might still be early for division talk, but they're still up in the division because of this win today. Up 5 games now, and 5 games in a tough division is a solid number to be jumping off with. So for the Pigs, all in all, it's a great night for them. And the fact of the matter is that when you can get incredible contributions from new guys, it goes a long way as well. And I think this is something that's been part of the Pigs' MO this season, is that when they get new guys on the team, they sort of buy into they buy into what the Pigs are selling, essentially. They're a confident bunch. They play great baseball. They're well coached. They love being around each other. And they're a bunch of smart baseball guys. And when they acquire new players, they all seem to buy into this mantra. Tom Eshelman, Casey Fien, and now, of course, Giandito Trump. And there's been others in there as well who have come through big on Pigs debuts. But those are just a few guys who have and have made major impacts as well. And Trump today was a massive, massive part. In fact, probably you could say the reason why the Iron Pigs went on to win today. He was solid defensively, and his bat was electric for the Pigs. Trump may not have a day like this every day, but just the fact that he basically, I think Matt talked about it, Dale Carnegie'd his way into the team today, gaining influence and making friends. Well, certainly the way you do that is by having the type of day that you had. And Giandito Trump certainly made a big impact early on in a game, like I said, that I think the Pigs needed. I think they needed this game. I think there was a lot of worry that this was a cold streak starting to come. And maybe that was just me and a few people who are quick to panic if things aren't going so well, because baseball is it's a 142-game schedule. It's a season of runs. I'm not naive to say that the Pigs, who are as good and as talented and as hot as they have been recently, will level off at some point. That doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be bad. It doesn't mean that they'll go the complete 180 route and become a team that loses games in a row. But I think it's just the fact that water finds its level at some point. The Pigs will even out. You know, they'll lose a couple here. They'll go on a 5-5 stretch. But I think at the risk of losing three in a row and two in a row to a team that the Pigs, I feel, should win against, this is a game that, and you probably won't hear it from any of the guys, and maybe that's because they don't even agree with what I'm saying, but I think, at least for the Pigs' sake, that this is a deep breath type of moment and a chance to look at a series win tomorrow. You go from losing two in a row, having not scored in the first five innings, having the bases loaded in the sixth inning, and all of a sudden having the bases loaded and no out, and then all of a sudden having the bases loaded and two outs, and a ground ball that was dropped by the second baseman, which, if fielded correctly, you've gone through the first six innings of this game without a run scored. And that means more innings for the Pigs, in which they had leadoff hits that did not go anywhere. They had a leadoff walk in the first. Yesterday, they had the first three innings of the game. They had guys lead off the innings with hits and get on base, and they could not drive them in. And it happened in the first inning. It happened in the third inning as well. And it happened in the sixth. And if the Pigs had been unable to get it done, it would have been the same story as yesterday. So that dropped ground ball by the second baseman changes everything. Everything for the Iron Pigs today. And like I said, in 2 months' time, you'll forget about this game probably when the Pigs have 85, 90 wins. But for now, for today, it's a big deal. And you can only look as far as today. And you also have to look at how good Mark Appel was today as well. You know, you could have looked at Appel's two starts where he lost the six-run lead and then came out and was just throwing erratically in his start after that and said, you know, that could be it for Mark Appel. Something might be off. And that's a rush to judgment, of course, but, you know, there's a couple struggling starts in a row, but Appel has bounced back really nicely and gave the Pigs exactly what they needed tonight, allowing only two runs. And two runs to this Pigs offense, even with a struggling Reese Hoskins and a out Dylan Cousins, is still not a ton. You know, that's the other thing. You look at Reese Hoskins, who got out of the gate so hot. You know, he's kind of, I don't even want to say come down to earth a little bit, because when it comes to Reese Hoskins, he's still as good as it comes in the International League, in AAA baseball, and all minor league baseball right now. But in baseball, as the very old cliche goes, you know, if you're an offensive guy, you succeed by only succeeding 3 out of 10 times. So there's going to be moments when Reese Hoskins, you know, struggles a little bit. Same with the Pigs and what I was talking about before and them going on their runs. So I think for a team that is as good as they are, as talented as they are, and knows that, it's just a nice take a deep breath, remember who we are. That's a big break that we got today, and we took advantage of it. They opened the door and we walked through it. And that's what good teams do. They get their breaks and they take advantage of their breaks, but they also earn them. You know, a drop ball at second base is not going to be the end-all be-all, but it is if you load the bases first. So for the Pigs, they not only earned their breaks, they got it, and then they took advantage of it in what was a very, very big sixth inning for the Iron Pigs and a very, very big win. And now enough of me rambling on about it. Let's take a look at the happy recap as the Iron Pigs defeated the Louisville Bats by a final score of 5-3. Well, I told you that nothing went on in the first inning for the Pigs. Nothing went on in the first inning for the Bats either. Hernan Irabarren grounded out. Darnell Sweeney hit a single, but Jesse Winker hit into a 4-6-3 double play to end the inning. There would really be no action until the fourth inning, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning because the Pigs went 1-2-3 in the top half of the fourth. So the fourth was when the Bats would first get on the board, and it would start with a Hernan Irabarren double. Darnell Sweeney would pop up. However, Jesse Winker would give the Bats a 1-0 lead.
So man on second with one away. Here is Winker, and he swings and has a half swing and hammers one through the hole between first and second. Ball is fumbled in right field as the run scores. Runner's trying to move up to second. Bad idea. And the throw goes there. He tries to hurdle over Crawford. He knocks him down. The ball comes loose, and he is ruled safe. And here comes Dusty Wath, and here comes John May. He was a dead duck, so he made a play like he was going into the plate. He tried to leap over Crawford, and he took him out.
That's another storyline in this game. Lost in my ramblings before, the Jesse Winker bizarro attempt to leap over J.P. Crawford. You don't see that very much, and I will absolutely be looking for that highlight later on. Very strange stuff, and the benches cleared after that. What I believe was our first benches clearing brawl, well, quote-unquote brawl, first benches clearing situation of the season for the Iron Pigs, as they took exception, and rightly so, to what Jesse Winker did. Crawford would be okay, and he would stay in, but that, visually, as I can understand it, and the way Matt Provinz described it, sounded like a very unnecessary move by Winker. And something that should have been basically called as an interference or an out in some way or another. Unfortunately, it wasn't called that way, and he got to stay on second. Well, anyway, Stuart Turner would then ground out to third base, and Sebastian Elizalde would hit a base hit. Now, on the base hit, Jesse Winker would move up to third. However, he would not score until Brandon Dixon came up. And then there was a pass ball allowing Winker to come to the plate.
Runners lead off the corner. His pitch gets away from Alfaro. Here comes Winker, and he's going to score. And Appel braced him as the two nearly collided. Appel probably should have given him a knee in the chest.
So the Bats go up 2-0 in the bottom half of the fourth inning, but nothing else would do, as following the passed ball, Brandon Dixon would line out to end the inning. In the top of the fifth inning, the Pigs would go strikeout for Williams and Featherston before Mr. Giandito Trump, who had already doubled to lead off the third inning, would walk to reach base for the second time, and you'll be hearing a lot more about Mr. Trump later on, but Pedro Florimon would fly out to end the inning. In the bottom of the fifth inning now, Bo Amaral led it off with a walk, but he tried to get greedy and take a second base. And you know the old saying about trying to run on Jorge Alfaro, right? Well, basically, it's just don't try it.
Runner leads off and goes 2-2. The pitch is taken high. Throw to second is strong and in plenty of time. Alfaro guns down Amaral by, good country mile.
And that was a very, very big out, too, because following the walk of Amaral and the caught stealing, Zach Vinci would walk. And then Cody Reed, the pitcher, would walk. Hernan Irabarren would ground into a fielder's choice, moving those runners, putting runners on first and third. Now, if you think about it, had the first runner, Bo Amaral, not been caught stealing, he might have scored on that play, making it 3-0, and said he's erased off the base pass, and then Darnell Sweeney would fly out to end, or ground out, excuse me, to second base to end the inning. And that would lead us to the top of the sixth inning, and what was the turning point inning for the Iron Pigs. And this is how it would start for the Pigs. It would start with a Mark Appel walk. Cam Perkins would then single, and so would J.P. Crawford. That meant the bases were loaded, and nobody was out for Jorge Alfaro. But Cody Reed got a huge out when he got Alfaro to ground out to third.
Bases loaded. The 2-2 to Alfaro swung on and beaten high, and a Baltimore chop to third. The runner's coming home, so is the throw, and Appel's a dead duck. Fielder's choice, 5-2, and that's a huge out for Reed. Now with a ground ball, he'd get out of this thing unscathed.
So this is where the the real stress on the whole situation starts to pack up. Pigs have the bases loaded and nobody out for Alfaro. Alfaro grounds out. Following Alfaro's ground out, Reese Hoskins flew out, bringing Nick Williams to the plate. So from bases loaded and no out, there was bases loaded and two out. Nick Williams then grounds the ball kind of weakly on the ground. But what happens next is the turning point of the game.
My guess is off speed away after that fastball up and in. Pitch swung on a broken back ground ball wide of first. Backhanded by Irabarnu, who throws to second. It's dropped! It's dropped! All hands safe! Crawford very nearly thought about trying to tie it from third as it was dropped on a high throw by Irabarnu, and it's going to be an error on Irabarnu for a high throw.
And the Pigs, as the door was opened up by Darnell Sweeney, would walk on through it. Following the Nick Williams E3, Taylor Featherston stepped up to the plate, and he tied the game.
Williams is at first. Pitch swung on, and Joanna is a base hit. Base hit left field over the leap of Vincey. One run is in. They have to hold Alfaro because it was hit too sharply. Featherston's come through again. It's a game-tying RBI single to left field, and we're all even 2-2 here in Louisville.
Following Taylor Featherston's tying of the game, the newest Iron Pig, Giandito Trump, came to the plate, and Trump, with the runners on and two in scoring position, he came up with a bigly, huge, great, fantastic, big-time 2 RBI single for the Pigs, and on his debut, he gave them the lead.
Count 1-2, bases loaded in a 2-2 game. Pitch is swung and hammered. It is a base hit, and Trump has come through. One runs in Alfaro. Here comes Williams. He will score easily ahead of a throw. Giandito Trump making Lehigh Valley great again. He's got 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and the Pigs a 4-run inning.
Giandito Trump on his debut for the Iron Pigs. How about that? That's a Ty Kelly home run-esque in Eshelman's debut as well. Well, I think Trump will be here a little bit longer, especially with a performance like that. But you got to love it with the call from Matt Provence. Like I said, this inning looked like it was all but over. The Pigs get a huge break, and you can hear the excitement in Provence's voice as he makes the call, with the Pigs going from bases loaded and basically grounding themselves out of an inning to a 4-run inning to give themselves the lead. And I know that was a big one for Mr. Provence as well, because he had been calling the Trump, making Redding great again since the exhibition game when we played Redding in the first game of the year, and now gets a chance to do it for the Iron Pigs. And Trump coming through, it was a massive, massive hit for the Pigs. Most importantly of all, it gave them a 4-2 lead, a lead they would not relinquish. Following the Trump 2 RBI hit, Pedro Florimon would strike out, ending a gigantic inning for the Iron Pigs. We move ahead to the 7th inning. And in the 7th inning, or in the bottom of the 6th inning, really, nothing happened. Jesse Winker flew out, Stuart Turner walked, but then Elizalde flew out and Dixon grounded out, meaning that Appel did his job to keep the Pigs right in it, following them taking the lead. And then in the top of the 7th inning, following a Hector Gomez pop-up, pinch hitting for Appel, Cam Perkins would walk, reach second on a wild pitch, but nothing else would do. In the bottom of the 7th inning, however, following back-to-back flyouts, it would be Cedric Hunter to get a double, and then Hernan Irabarnu would drive him in. Back-to-back 2-out doubles got the bats right back in it.
Now the long battle, and the 3-2 is swung on and drilled towards the right field corner. That ball is trouble, that ball is fair, and it drops down on the warning track and one hops the wall. Hunter has scored. Irabarnu gets to second. It's a ribby double for Irabarnu, and we've got a 1-run game.
So bats were not going away, but Darnell Sweeney would ground out to the second baseman, Pedro Florimon, to end the inning. So we head now to the top of the 8th inning, which started with a Reese Hoskins strikeout. Nick Williams was then hit by a pitch, and he stole second base. Taylor Featherston walked. Giandito Trump struck out. Pedro Florimon walked, and that meant the bases were loaded with 2 outs for Dylan Cousins, and Cousins didn't even have to take the bat off his shoulder.
All 3 lead. With two outs, they are off. And the 3-2 is well outside by 2 feet. Ball four, and the Pigs go up on, of all things, the walk by Cristiani.
And for a guy that is struggling a bit, injury-wise, that's the best RBI you can get when you don't even have to swing and you don't even have to run. So a big insurance run for the Pigs that gave them a 5-3 lead. And then in the bottom of the eighth, the Pigs caught a huge break when Hobie Milner, after surrendering a leadoff walk to Jesse Winker, Winker, the man who kneed in the chest J.P. Crawford earlier in the game, got picked off by Hobie Milner.
Runs all earned, no walks, a strikeout. And now he throws and Winker's picked off. Throws to first, Winker never moved, he was frozen, and what a huge out. And what a base-running snafu for a guy that earlier plowed over Crawford.
Stuart Turner would then fly out, and despite a Sebastian Elizalde triple, Milner would get Brandon Dixon to pop up, and that officially means, according to Hobie himself, because he got the hold tonight, we can call him Holdy Milner. On nights when he doesn't get a hold, he is Hobie One Kenobi. So Holdy Milner gets the Pigs through the bottom of the eighth inning. In the top of the ninth, nothing does for the Pigs. And then the leader in saves, Pedro Beato, comes out for the Pigs. He gave up a leadoff single to Bo Amaral, but he got Zach Vincey to fly out. He got Rob Brantley to fly out, and then Hernan Irribarren came up to the plate, and Beato shut the door.
Runner leads with two outs. Beato will deal to the lefty Irribarren, swung on, punched out towards left field. Trop racing over. Trop calls off Williams. Trop in his AAA debut makes the catch in a game in which he had the two-run game-winning single. Ball game over. Los Cerritos vuelan, as Beato hangs on for his league-leading 16th save.
16 saves for Pedro Beato as the Pigs fly to their 37th win of the year. And get this, this was the eighth time that the Pigs won a game this season after trailing in the fifth inning. The resiliency on this team, the comeback on this team, is second to none right now. And this was a big one for the Iron Pigs tonight. They needed that one. And boy, is it nice for Trump making his debut for the Iron Pigs. Not only is he the big-time hitter for the team tonight, but he also gets a chance to make the last out. That's a really nice way to make an introduction on your new team. For Lehigh Valley, 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. For the Bats, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. The Iron Pigs were 3-for-14 with runners in scoring position, leaving 8 on base. The Bats were 3-for-10. They left 7 on base. Mark Appel, he gets the win. He is 4-2. A deserved win for Mr. Appel. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. A very, very solid outing. Casey Fien gets the hold. His 3rd. 1 inning, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Holdy Milner gets his 5th hold. 1 inning. A hit and a strikeout. Or in a walk, excuse me, not a strikeout. Pedro Beato gets his save, the 16th of the year, 1 inning, 1 hit. For Louisville, Cody Reed, a tough luck loser. He is now 1-4 after 6 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 0 earned, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. Tony Cingrani, 1 inning, 1 walk. Nick Cristiani, 1 inning, 1 run. It was earned on 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. And Alejandro Chacin, 1 inning, no numbers across the tiles. Time of the game, 3 hours and 8 minutes, out in front of 7,680 at Louisville Slugger Field in Louisville, Kentucky, where it was beautiful and 89 degrees. Once again, the Pigs fly to a 5-3 win. They are now 37-18, Louisville 20-24, as the Pigs get themselves back into the winning column.